Meg. What's up? What's poppin'? Welcome to the podcast. It's a new spring season, which means new spring trends. So let's talk about them, especially because the first day of spring is March 19th. And this episode is going to be going out March 18th. So tomorrow literally marks the very first day of spring. And when I was doing this research, I was doing it towards the end of February, and I literally could not find anything. Like, our normal sources were not there. So the very first one I have is from Cosmopolitan, and it is, and I quote, 5 spicy trends for spring summer 2024. And the article was published February 8th of 24. So the first thing they think we're going to see a lot of is fringe. The second thing, no pants. And by this, I mean like short shorts that are so short, they're like bikini bottoms. I'm not here for this trend. I do not like this one. I don't know why. 3, I thought this was so interesting because this is more like a fall winter thing for me. But they said sweats all day. This was literally like sweatpants, sweatshirts, but they were like a little elevated. You know, there was like a leather jacket with them and stuff like that. 4, peplum. That's just kind of like flared out top. I think that's just the best way to describe peplum. And 5, I don't even want to say this. I really don't. Like, I don't want this to be a thing. And I bet you 90% of y'all out there don't want this to be a thing either. But 5, they said we're going to be seeing low-rise pants. Ew, why? That's like, why is Gen Z trying to bring that back? Like, no, I know I'm technically Gen Z, but why are we bringing this back? Like, absolutely not. The second source, since we're already done with the first source because that's all they had, is from Vogue. And it's, these are the spring 2024 trends Vogue editors are wearing now. And this article was from February 9th of 2024. And there's 14 of them. And here's the thing I love about spring trends, or just like fashion trend videos in general, is the names they come up with. Like, wait till you hear some of these names. The first one's not that bad. They just said fancy flats. And these were just like metallic. I'm gonna be honest, that was so bad. Or like rhinestone flats. The second one, they called it lived in luxury. Do you want to know what this was? It was like clothes, like specifically like jackets that already look worn in, like thrifting. Like, you know, when you go to the thrift store and you get like a nice flannel that's already like loved and soft. It was that. It's pre-worn clothes, basically, but they're calling it lived in luxury. 3, they said blue magic. This was just the color blue. We're going to be seeing a lot this spring season, which is different from the red we've been seeing for a while. 4 sounds like something Elsa from Disney would love. It's reveal and conceal. This was mesh or lace pieces, specifically like skirts. 5, the modern tunic. Nothing really to say there. 6, they said working girl, which we've seen this for a while, this like girl boss movement era, definitely because of the Barbie movie and the Taylor Swift Eras Tour and everybody else. But this was just literally like blazers and like pantsuits. 7, as someone who works at a clothing store, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say in a podcast or what I want to say in a podcast, but the place I work at used to do flip-flop day. That was crazy. Let me tell you, actually, let's, before we skirt. 7 is the fashion flip-flop, and this was leather flip-flops, not plastic ones. But to go back to my skirting moment from a couple seconds ago, plastic flip-flops, the place I work at used to do a dollar flip-flop day. And when I tell you, flip-flop day used to be worse than Black Friday. I was terrified of flip-flop day. It was so bad. People would go savage over these plastic flip-flops. I mean, to the point that people were getting kicked out of the store and told they weren't allowed to come back. And if they came back, cops were going to get involved because they were literally feral for plastic flip-flops. 8, I do not understand this one at all. It was called Sublime Exposure. And it was just like cream-colored pieces with like little embellishments on it. But I literally tried to Google this because I was trying to be good with my research ahead of time, and even Google couldn't help me. Like, I have no clue what this was. 8. Hey, what's up? It's Editing Meg. We are going to ignore the fact I said 8 twice and then went to 10 for this list. I don't know what happened, but I somehow managed to skip 9, but this next trend is 9, not 8. Is ladylike touches. And they said with this, it was like Chanel, tweed, ballet core. If anybody ever seen Gilmore Girls, don't spoil anything because I never finished watching every single episode. And I don't even remember what season I'm on. But honestly, ladylike touches was very Emily Gilmore. 10, everyday preciousness. This was literally just what they called beauty in every day. And it was literally like a bow on a bag, or there was like rhinestones on a bag. Like, it was just taking ordinary items and just like tweaking them a little bit to like elevate them a little bit more. 11, this is another one that was so funny. They called it pump up the volume. And I'm not even joking you. They said, and I quote, Alice in Wonderland, but make it fashion, end quote. I still have no clue what that meant. There was a lot of skirts and dresses, and I don't know. We're going to move on to number 12, rosettes. Self-explanatory. Number 13, Revenge of the Knee Length. Sounds like a horror movie. But no more maxi. Maxi's finally out. Do you know how long maxi has been trending for us? Maybe Ed and Meg will come in to tell us when it very first started coming, but I have been saying maxi this, maxi that, and then complaining about how maxi does not work for us short people. Well, the knee length is making a comeback. So I looked it up. Season 4, Episode 3, Fall Trends 2022. Season 5, Episode 2, Winter 2023 Trends. Season 5, Episode 11, Spring Trends 2023. And Season 7, Episode 3, Fall Trends 2023 all had maxi as trending. And while I was trying to find all the maxi trends, I also noticed that rosettes and peplum have also been trending. And the very last item, trend, very last trend, Vogue says we'll see. Number 14, Modern Romance. There was a lot of ruffles, a lot of ruching, roses, share pieces. It was cute. But I did not stop there. I did one more source because I feel like that wasn't enough. This source we have never used before, but it is from JoelynShane.com. JoelynShane.com. And it was 10 wearable 2024 spring fashion trends from February 12, 2024. And the first one they have was relaxed trousers. Number two was metallics. This is more shoes and bags. It's not cute, guys. It's really not. I don't know what it is. We have this shoe at my job that's metallic and it's like alligator skin. It's so ugly. It's so ugly. I'm so sorry. Number three, white dresses. Number four, wide leg jeans and exaggerated hems. Number five, stripes. Number six, oversized bags. Number seven, sporty styles like track pants, varsity stripes, chunky sneakers. Number eight, kitten heels and slingbacks. That was just like the kitten heels have that little like back piece to them. Number nine, dark denim washes and ecru. Ecru is just like a white color. And number 10, pistachio. I find this interesting because at my job right now, we have a lot of this like lime green, yellow green color and a lot of like a lavender purple. Like those are the two colors that are everywhere in my store. And then there's also cobalt blue that's everywhere and this like bright orangey color, but I don't know what exactly to call it. Maybe Ed and Meg will come in with the color. I cannot find the exact name for this color orange, but my job calls it warm sunset, but it's a vivid or neon orange color. But there's like this orange color that's also pretty bright and trending right now. And none of that was in this, which I thought was interesting. I also feel like everything in my store is also coming in as ribbed. Like we have so much ribbed stuff and that wasn't in this. But what about you? Have you guys seen any of these trends? I have seen some of these trends. I've definitely seen the metallic one, unfortunately. Bows are everywhere. We actually have a bow podcast episode from this season. You should go listen to it. But I have seen some of these trends. Some of them are cute. Some of them are not cute. But let me know. Do you like them? Do you hate them? So the next time you go into a clothing store and you see some of these trends, just know some of them will stay. Some of them will go. And some of them might be a little ugly. But it's okay because hopefully those are the ones that don't ever come back. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Hey Guys, It's Meg. You can follow Hey Guys, It's Meg _ podcast on Instagram for updates and good times. Come back next Monday at 9 a.m. where we talk about some spring stereotypes. I'll see you on the flip side. Peace out, Girl Scouts.